Dear friends, I have the privilege of introducing some folks to you, and I'm going to ask Phil and Rhonda if they'll go ahead and come up. And as they do, I want to tell you a little bit about Phil and Rhonda Barnes. I know them because I know the Tharp family. Y'all remember Teague and Kim, Gabe and Madeline. A number of years ago, they were right here at our church, and the Lord took them away for a little while to a far country, but at least it was still in Texas. And there at First Baptist Church Rockport, they met some folks that were involved in ministry called Stepping Forward Ministries, and that is a ministry to orphans in Romania. If you remember God's word, folks, that's a part of true and undefiled religion, amen, to be caring for widows and orphans. So they've been in ministry to the orphans there in Romania since about 2000. So I'm going to let them share more with you about that. They were in the same church, FBC Rockport, and the Tharps went with them on mission trips to Romania since they have been, before they became full-time there, and then since that time. So we have the wonderful privilege of hearing from some of God's messengers and missionaries this morning. I'm going to ask, would you give a warm welcome to Phil and Rhonda Barnes as they come.
All right, I think, yeah, I'm on. Good. I need my cowboy hat. I look like Garth Brooks up here. Anyway. Dragi frați și surori în Iisus Hristos.
Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, vă binecuvântăm în numele Domnului.
We bless you in the name of Jesus, the name of God. Suntem binecuvântați să fim cu voi aici azi.
We are blessed to be here today. Suntem Phil și Rhonda, missionare in Romania.
We're Phil and Rhonda, missionaries in Romania.
To say the language has been hard is an understatement. Not number one prayer. Lots of prayer needs. That's one of them, the language.
As 50-year-olds that went over to Romania to start with to try to learn a whole new language has been challenging.
So, we haven't studied English grammar in a long time.
So we're doing the reverse Romanian thing. We are watching American television shows with the Romanian subtitles, whereas they learned English by watching old American television shows. And, of course, 1989, Dallas was one of the big shows that was out. It was one of the only things they could get. So that's where a lot of Romanians learned their English.
Like, you're from Texas. Yay, where's your cowboy hat and your cowgirl boots? And I was like, I couldn't bring them on the plane. We only have so much space, so much room, so much weight. It's fun. But who we are, he's going to tell a little bit, and I'm going to tell a little bit.
And just a quick side note for those that are watching online. Due to privacy laws and stuff in Romania, some of the photos you will not be able to see in the online. We're sorry for that, but that is part of Romania's thing. Yeah, you see them here, but not on TV.
And it's to protect them a lot of times. Because we work with orphaned and abandoned children. The reason why we say orphaned and abandoned is because a lot of parents there leave them. They either leave them at the hospital or they leave them in an orphanage. There's a long history of people abandoning their children there. But Phil and I was a part of the mission team, and we were praying where we were supposed to go internationally. And I remember one day, after 2 or 3 months of praying, our team was praying, and we didn't know where to go. We threw up our hands, and I said, I just want to go hold babies in Romania. And I was like, where did that come from? I haven't heard about Romanian since I was in early college. Then I met a Romanian, didn't think anything of it. Met a second one, a light bulb. It was like, maybe I need to start paying attention. The Lord is trying to tell me something. Then I met a third one, and then I knew that we were supposed to. So our church took a team, and that's where the Tharps went with us the second time. And God is just, that second time, we were kind of unsettled. You know, you moved to Rockport to retire, and there was just an unsettled feeling. And so for 5 years, we prayed about what we were supposed to be doing. And so many people at our church would come up, well, maybe it's not the church that's supposed to go to Romania. Maybe it's y'all. I was like, I am not a missionary. Yeah, well, you never tell God no. So that's my part of the story.
Yeah. You know, we went to, moved to Rockport area 2004 and were there for, you know, I was a museum curator for almost 15. Rhonda worked at a flower shop for quite a few years. And then it was like, you know, God was starting to call us to something, and then we had Hurricane Harvey hit. And it was like, okay, we probably aren't going to get to go. This just isn't the time. And our church was like, no, you need to go. We'll go. And the money was there to support. And we got our middle child, or actually our youngest child and middle child, married off in June and July of 2018. Did a mission trip in between those two. And then we were over September 2018 to Romania.
Just a little bit of crazy. That seems to be how we live now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is kind of how we talk to our kids, like everything else now. You know, we'll do a Zoom call or whatever. That's our oldest daughter is Nicole and her husband Matt. Our youngest daughter Brittany, who's actually sitting out there with her husband Micah, and then our son PJ and his wife Sydney, who are in North Carolina. He works with Samaritan's Ministries, and so he's working on rebuilding homes and stuff for people who've had things destroyed. And so that's kind of what we did. This is the area where we actually minister, pretty much the southeastern quadrant of Romania. There are, you know, we've got our place in Bucharest. We've got an orphanage about an hour outside of town that we minister with, or two. There's a couple of different churches in the area. And then we also have a camp that we do during the summertime. And we'll talk a little more about that as we look for teams to come. But looking at Romania, you're like, wow, that looks big. You could literally put three Romanias inside of Texas. So it's, but it still takes almost 8 hours to go from one little area to the other because of mountains and not too great roads.
It's parking lot to a road to another parking lot to a road, and then they're parking on the road because there's not enough places to park.
Yeah.
And we can't just shrink our car and put it in our purse, unfortunately. I would really like that.
Yeah. Bucharest is like live-action Mario Kart. So that's
if you look at the map, the north part is really evangelized. We are basically in the dark quadrant. If you've ever felt a spiritual heaviness, there's a spiritual heaviness in this area.
Okay.
We're going to talk technical difficulties now. I'm not a map person, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the churches that we work with. These churches, you know, we have a lot of people here compared to those churches. They have about 15 on a really good day. And so we support them, and we go and do vacation Bible schools and things with them. And I'm going to put a plug in throughout the whole thing is that we really love teams to come. Unfortunately, right now, no visitors are allowed in Romania. Europe is really having trouble with COVID. And so when the time is right, though, I'm going to have Kim and Teague drag you to Romania. No, we won't have to drag you. So here's what we do. We work with orphan and abandoned children, and here's some beautiful pictures of them, and we teach them English. And we do games and lots of other fun things.
Go ahead. Yeah, one of the things we do is, with our English, there we go, that's a little better. This was actually the lesson for M. Not knowing how prophetic this would be, this was a mouse and mask. That we did.
Letter M.
The letter M. So, but that's, you know, they love learning different things. They're very creative. They love the games. This is, what is it called? Raza Guska, which is duck, duck, goose. So they love doing that.
We always take a craft. This is where a lot of the teams will bring in a lot of craft items. We don't have a Hobby Lobby. I have spent lots of time there since I've been back. We do a craft. So they don't have Valentine's Day, so to speak, but they do have Dragobete. And it's similar to a Valentine's here. And this was an opportunity for us to say, God is love. And we were able to do the Corinthian chapter about love and what love is and what love, you know, we didn't put what love isn't. But if you can look at what love is, all the rest of it isn't. And so this is one of the missionaries that we work with. He's a Romanian.
Okay. This is a different PowerPoint. Okay. That's for it. Okay, yes. So another thing we do is work with orphans there in Bucharest, some that we had started working with when we first got there, and have continued working with them through another friend from church's organization. And so these kids, we do kind of the same thing with them.
Yeah, the difference is sometimes they're in an institutionalized setting. Sometimes they're in an apartment. In Bucharest, they've moved them to apartments, which sounded like a really great idea to have 6 to 10 kids instead of 40 in a place. You would think the apartments. There are some really good caretakers, and then there are some not so good caretakers. Phil is the human jungle gym, so anytime he's around, he's spinning them, twirling them, hanging them upside down. It's a lot of fun. And he had the opportunity. The government did not have enough money during COVID to supply several needs. And so that's when they call on NGOs.
Non-governmental organizations.
That's it. Non-governmental. I was like, what is an NGO? I couldn't remember. but they were able to install a stove. So
yeah, if you could imagine having 6 or 8 boys and not having a stove to be able to cook for them and everything, it was pretty necessary, and so we were able to get in and hooked it up. It's still
He's
working.
He's pretty talented about all different kinds of things. Birthdays are so unique there. They have their name date. They have their birthday. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't know their real birth date, nor do they. Because sometimes it's like, oh, wait, I thought they were 14 last year. They're 17 this year? So there's a lot of confusion. However, we get to go, and because people give, we get to get them specialized birthday gifts. During Christmas, it's not so specialized because sometimes we have to just lump them in. But you can see from the smiles on their faces that they are really loving having something special just for them. Jewelry making, this is something that I didn't think of because Christian women do not wear jewelry there. It's a discussion of what we believe and things. Anyway, they're coming along. Jewelry does not make or break a person, right? It's just a piece of clothing for women. But God put this on my heart to take jewelry making supplies over there. I was just in Houston 2 days ago getting more supplies from a wholesale. What happens, though, is we get to help them with a cottage industry. They get to make jewelry, which we have several items back there. And this helps them to earn some money. And especially during COVID, it's been super hard for them since restaurants have been closed for so long. They don't have job opportunities. And this is just one of the things that God is doing with that.
Yeah, like I said, we talked about the camp that we minister with. This is a picture of Camp Living Water. It's a summer camp specifically for the orphans in Bucharest, Urzicen, several other places. They also will invite some of the kids from the villages, and we'll have a boys' week and a girls' week. And I think right now we can support up to around 100 children per week. And normally we'll do it about a 7 to 8 week camp during the summer. We'll do 1 week of each of them.
I think 1 year we counted 4,000 schnitzels that were made.
Yeah, we made chicken schnitzel is a
it's a
wonderful
lot.
Item. But like everybody else, we ended up COVID lockdown. We were out at camp when things happened, and they said we're shutting down all travel in Romania. And we're like, our visas say Bucharest. If we were to go into Focșani, which is the closest place to get groceries, about an hour away, we would, who knows what would have happened. So we headed back to Bucharest, and we're stuck there for about 2.5 months. We had been doing some construction things at camp.
Talk about cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started remodeling a cabin for ourselves, since we'll be spending more time out at camp. Steve and Cammy, who are the founders of Stepping Forward, they said, why don't you take this cabin, turn it into your own? And so we've got a little one-bedroom cabin, nice little kitchen, bathroom.
Materials are a little bit less quality there, if that's how to say it.
Some cases.
Some cases, and so I'm ironing the floor. It's just one of those crazy things that you do as a missionary.
Yeah, and we've had to build, rebuilt a bridge. People, it had been there for years, and a few people decided, oh, I can drive over that. And had kind of cracked some things up. So this was, I think we tried about 5 different versions before this was the one that actually stuck and would walk across. So.
And a lot of this construction we've been doing ourselves. So right now there's 4 missionaries. We have 1 intern that actually made it into the very small window. And we love to have teams. We were talking to Pastor, and And as soon as the country opens, we would love to have help, because three of us, one of us would watch their baby that we'll talk about later, but the other three of us were really working on construction. What I love about these gazebos is small group time. We have so many kids at camp, it's hard to get to know so many of them. So we break them up into small groups, and this is where we get to tell our testimony. They get to talk. We get to share a lot deeper. And this is one of the reasons why we continue construction, so that we can host more and more children.
Yeah, this was our last project that we had before we came back to the States. This is a shower house that'll have 8 full bathrooms in it for the kids to be able to come in and take showers. Because part of the problem is camp is pretty much full-time solar. And so once the sun goes down, it stops making power. You get kids trying to take showers at midnight or 1 or whatever. It drains power for everybody else for the next morning. And so we want this to be able to just say, okay, here's your times to take your showers and get in and get out.
I've been stuck in there 6 times. Not to discourage you, 6 times where I've had to yell, I need to get water.
Yeah.
God never wastes any time, does he? Even though there's a hard time, a frustrating time, we were still able to host people out at camp. Camp is just a beautiful place. Everybody wanted to come out and just bring their families, be able to have an open space. So that's what we were able to do. We had other missionaries come, and we had foster girls come. They learned how to make jewelry. They just got to be out in the country. When you're stuck in a city and you're not allowed to go outside without a mask, you can't go into any stores without a mask, it was nice to have them out for a little while.
Yeah, the little one next to Rhonda, I was chatting back and forth one day on Messenger, and I said, is there anything that we can bring you back from America that you'd like? Because a lot of them will, you know, want candies or Fritos or Cheetos or stuff like that. And she goes, no. She goes, well, wait, could you please bring back Phil and Rhonda? We miss them. And so it's just, you know, we're looking forward to getting back to them. Oops, take this back.
So this is one of the part of the calling. We work with 2 of the churches that I was telling you about earlier. There's missionaries, and they're about an hour north of where we normally live in Bucharest. And they pastor very small churches. It's a difficult situation, but they were able to come out to camp as well, and we were able to open that up. And we had some other guests that aerated the lawn.
Yes.
We see all kinds of things out at camp. He was disappointed because he can't hunt, and there's bacon right there.
Yeah, we could have been set up for quite a while. One of the other things is, has anybody ever heard of Tortured for Christ? Or the ministry, Voice of the Martyrs. That was started actually in Romania by Richard Wurmbrand and his wife Sabina. And there was the movie Torture for Christ. If you haven't seen it, I suggest going and finding it. It's fantastic. The couple that made that movie are making this prequel, Sabina, which goes back in the story even further. And they were at our church in Bucharest and asked if we would like to be extras in it for a prayer scene, because they wanted true Christians there praying for the persecuted church around the world and stuff like that. And so it was an interesting and kind of a fun time for us.
We are part of the International Baptist Church. If you've ever seen a picture of heaven where there's all different languages
Well, kind of like what we saw with the Amazing Grace.
Yes.
That's for us is what we got there, because you have all the different voices of people from all over the world, you know, in that church.
And we're able to invite some of the AOOs. We call them aged out orphans. And we were able to invite them to some fun things that we do. And we had a dinner. And so we are involved. And there's a good ladies ministry there that we minister. And again, we're outside, but we have to wear a mask. And the first time back at church, you know, when you're stuck in an apartment in Bucharest in a block, you take a picture because it's a noteworthy moment, right? That was our first time back at church again. We had to wear masks outside.
Yeah, this is the church that we've ministered to since 2016. Our first trip over to Romania, we did VBS with Hope Church Pidalicia, and Pastor Marian would bring in kids from about 7 different villages around there. And so every time we go, we get a chance, we'll go to talk to them. They always ask us to speak. And this time was a progression because we actually were able to speak in Romanian. So things are starting to come around a little bit. And there's their daughter, Maria, 17-year-old, just a fabulous artist. And hopefully you'll see some of her work in a gallery someday.
This is one of the pastors. We were going to do a vacation Bible school. Of course, we didn't get to. But this is another church that we hope to either this summer or the next summer go to their church and do a vacation Bible school. But unfortunately, he had to be a bivocational pastor, but who was working? Not a lot of Romanians. It's hard, super, super hard to find a job over there. And so he was really struggling with his job. He lost it for a few months. But they needed firewood. And because people give, we are able to supply those things. We hopefully, all that wood will last them all winter. They have ceramic heaters that you put the wood in, and it pretty much heats only one room, and it's super cold there. I told the Lord I can't move to Romania because it's super cold, but I'm there and I'm okay. I haven't frozen yet.
Yeah, a lot of people, they will basically close off the other rooms and try to stay in those areas that'll stay warm for that time. One of the blessings that we got through this time of COVID, there's a group called Aliyah Return Center in Israel, and they're working towards allowing, you know, those Jews that want to come to back to the homeland to come there and be able to stay. And so one of the things they did was a live stream Passover Seder from the Jordan River. And so we were able to be involved in that, and they sent out we did all of the menu for the meals and everything else. And it just one of those blessings that God brought us during sort of one of these weird times.
Language lessons. This is one of our highest prayers. We're learning out of a toddler Bible. This is our tutor. She's amazing. She has an English degree and a Romanian language degree. So pray for her because she has to put up with me and my non-learning abilities. While we were locked down, you have to be super creative. They were going to require masks. I didn't know how to order online at the time. And so I basically took pillowcases and hair bands and clean old Phil's underwear and used elastic. And I was able to make something. And, of course, he's a jokester, so he had to paint that on his face. And he went to one of the boys' apartments, and then guess who wanted all the masks? All the boys wanted that mask. So I made some more.
Yeah, we did about another six of those, I think, for the boys, and some of them still wear them. You know, we decided to do a staycation one day, you know, acting like, yeah, we were on some ship somewhere. And, you know, you've got to either laugh or you're going to go crazy during these times.
We were basically locked in for 2.5 months, but we were still able to talk to the kids through social media. They love the filters, so we had fun with it. We were able to keep in touch with them, and especially, we were not allowed to go to their house. They were not allowed to go to ours. But we could meet at the grocery store. Grocery stores are open. We had to have a hall pass, so we would write, we're going to this grocery store. And that was, without language, it's difficult. But this is one of the aged-out orphans that we got to meet, and we talked. We would walk up and down every aisle. You know, when you don't have that connection, go ahead to the next one. I guess we took that one out. They get depressed, super, super depressed. They're already struggling with abandonment issues and all these other things. And meeting them at the store was a really good thing, just being able to catch up and talk. And the director, of course, during COVID, like I said, the government really struggled with supplying needs. This first grouping was crafts. The kids, you know, you have 30, 35 kids or however many in this, what do you call that? Not an apartment.
Center.
A center. And so we took them those supplies. And then for school, they were actually going to get to finally go back to school. They asked us for supplies, and we were like, absolutely. We were able to specialize backpacks for these children, and they absolutely loved them because most of the time, when you go, you give 35 black backpacks or 35 different, you know, same of everything, whether it's robes or slippers or whatever. And so being able to specialize at this time was really, really awesome.
Yeah, and our church in Rockport, the kids there had actually donated a bunch of stuffed animals with little love notes from Jesus and stuff like that. And so we had those translated, and the kids just loved them. They were able to pick out their favorite animal, and they love those kind of things. Plush is the word in Romanian for like a little stuffed animal.
For Christmas. Christmas is a huge deal in Romania. They are Orthodox, and it is just a big deal. And so I took an age.orphan and one of our interns. She's there for a year, probably a lot longer. She's probably going to end up living there. But we go to this market. It's maybe five times your sanctuary, and they have all these little markets, and that's just one building. There's at least eight of those buildings. So you buy hats here, you buy this there, you buy that there. But this is our apartment, trying to get them. They ask for warm items, the hats, scarves, gloves. They grow out of things so quickly. And blankets. I wanted really nice, thick, plush blankets for each of the kids in the center because it does get very cold in there. They don't turn on the heat very often. This was our second bedroom. Full. It's terribly full.
An avalanche of red.
It is. It is. So what we did is we took the first grouping, and it was outside. We couldn't go inside. We had to wear the masks again. And it was so cold. I can't even imagine. There was one other cold day, but that's not in this presentation. We took them their warm items. We really wanted them to have the warm items that they needed before Christmas because it was super cold.
Yeah, and then during right before Christmas, the others that we work with were able to take their actual Christmas gifts to them. One of the items in there was one of the things, and I guess you can tell about.
So God really put it on my heart because we hadn't been able to really visit. You know, we always share a Bible story. We could only visit in little windows where it was allowed all of a sudden. You know, I would message the director every week, how is it going? Can we come? Sometimes it was yes, sometimes it was no. And so I thought, you know, these kids need to know how loved and how special they are. They don't know. They don't understand. When I say, Jesus te iubesc, Jesus loved you, they don't understand that. They're like, so who is that? So we tell them that we love them, and at camp, we say, because of Jesus. And so they're okay with verses, so we put several verses of Psalm 139, how beloved you are, Zephaniah 3:17, Jeremiah 29:11, just those verses that really could speak to their heart while we're not there. And imagine your children not having any pictures growing up. We take tons and tons of pictures. And I have to admit, it's very difficult. You can't plug in your phone and print off. You have to email every single picture. We did over 1,000 pictures for these kids because we wanted them to have a special album. Oh, that's right, we moved it. As you can see, sometimes they get depressed. We really hang out with the age.orphans. This is where God has really laid it on our hearts. I thought I was going to hold babies. That could happen. I could work with another ministry, and I'm still hoping to, but we're not allowed in the hospitals right now. But we go and make visits. We talk to them. How are you doing? What do you need? What's going on? And sometimes we get to take them to lunch, and she's been such an incredible help with translation. She actually came to America for a year and is back now, so she speaks pretty good English, and it's a really help for us. And here we are, babies having babies, and you can see some of the jewelry that one of them made. This weekend, we just got news. I'm sorry. I am very tearful. My heart is broken. One of the girls so this is what happens, and it happens here too. Some of the girls think, if I get a boyfriend and I have a baby, I can get out of the orphanage. They'll do anything to get out. We just heard this weekend that one of them got beat up pretty bad. But I can tell you, I am so thankful to God that we have a team in Romania. While we're here fundraising, we have a team over there that is pulling alongside her, getting her out of that situation, getting her baby out of that situation, and helping. You know, this is why we're on the ground. A lot of people said, why can't you just go during the summer? Yeah, but they need people every single day to be there, so that when these things happen, we're there. And my heart is broken. I guess you can tell because I'm always tearful. But this is another situation where our team worked with the mother when she was an orphan. She was 3 or 4. Same thing. Same thing is happening. And they offered her the world, and she still decided to give up her child. Thankfully, our team, our team leaders are in the process of adopting. They can because they have residency. Adoption laws there are incredibly horrible. There's a group, it's ARFO, Alliance for Orphans, Romanian Orphans. Anyway, it's a. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to translate in my head. It's not working. They're there to change the laws, and it's a good thing. So if you pray for ARFO, if you want to pray on the weekends, they do send us something in English, and we're able to pray, and they have 24-hour prayer. It is super important. This group of lawyers knows how important prayer is first and foremost.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing, guys, is not as big a deal because a guy can find a job doing some kind of something, but the girls, when they get out, if they can't make it to university, which a lot of them can, and if they get there, they're paid, but where do they end up? You got your red light districts. You've got the phone sex industry. They end up on the streets, you know, living in the sewer pipes and stuff. Like I said, some of them can go to university if they can. And so this is where our heart is trying to help these girls have a transition place, because many of them are coming from small villages also. And so then they're scared. They're in the big city. They're like, what am I going to do?
And one of the girls that we work with, that you saw her picture, she was telling one of the other girls that she went or was in the orphanage with, she said, I'm so scared. I don't want to move to the big city. I don't know how I can make it. And she's like, it's okay. Phil and Rhonda are there. They'll help you. It's like, oh, my heart.
Yeah. So one of the things we're praying really about over this next year, especially, is we're seeking God's vision. Is it something that we purchase a home? You know, this was a perfect home. It was just an hour the other side of where we needed to actually be. So, you know, but something like that. Do we purchase apartments, like a block or a floor of apartments, to where, because, you know, we need to have our own space, but then we also want to be there for these kids, you know, as they're working through things.
Yeah, a lot of times it takes an all day just to take somebody to the doctor, to counseling, to all those things. It would be incredible. And this is something that God has just put on our hearts, and I thought, oh my, I cannot do this. This is our dream, but I don't think it's our dream. I believe it's God's dream, because there's no possible way we can pull this off. There's just not. Without the Lord in this, this is not going to happen. And we know that the Lord is in this because the dream just won't die. We just keep thinking, this is too big for us. And God's like, I know. I got this.
Yeah. So then, you know, is there other opportunities to purchase maybe an old factory or something and turn it into apartments, or an old hotel? Or do we build a place if we can find some land? We just don't know. We're at that point now. We know that there's something. We're just trying to now figure out where God exactly is leading. So, you know, how can you pray for us this next year? Safe travels. We're going to be traveling around a little bit in the U.S. starting here in about a week and a half. We're going to drive over and, you know, North Carolina. We got to go to Missouri and then come back down to here. Our safe travel back to Romania in March, that's one that's really been concerning me lately because of the testing procedures that are now required to travel. We have to have a PCR test 72 hours before we land in Amsterdam. So I've got to backtrack all of that with the time changes and, you know, the time difference and stuff. And then we have to have a quick test 4 hours before we fly out. So, you know, I've got that one scheduled here in Conroe, actually, for but at like 12:40 in the afternoon on a Sunday, the 14th of March. So please pray all of this stuff goes well.
And we do, you know, I know this is weird. Our heart is in two places. Our heart is here, and we love our kids. We love our family. My mom is here. His parents are here. But our heart is just really drawn back there, especially with everything that's going on. And we want to have a spirit of caution and not fear. Romanians are fearful about so many things. You cannot sit on the concrete. There's so many things, but we're trying to teach them that not to fear. You know, we can live a life of fear. I've come out of living a lifestyle of fear most of the time. Sometimes it sneaks back in, but we definitely want to be cautious, just not fearful.
Yeah, we want to be able to interact with the kids, you know, again, physically. They desire the hugs, and a lot of times when we would go to visit, they weren't allowed to hug us or anything. We weren't allowed to hug them, but they would sneak up behind and do that, you know,
just
a little quick something, you know, that's something they desperately need.
Camp construction. Phil hurt his back. Steve hurt his back, and so Construction can be a little difficult with three. There's four of us, but one of us has to keep baby, which I usually try to volunteer for that one. But we do need camp construction teams. If Romania does open up, we would love for your church to send a team.
Yeah, we definitely like that. With the ability to host campers this year, we're still not sure what's going to happen.
I've already gotten several messages about, are we having camp this summer? Are we? Because honestly, that's one thing that they really look forward to is camp.
Yeah, and like we already said about our family here in the States, for monthly financial support partners, we've got living expenses over there. We still have our living expenses over there. We're still having to take care of while we're here. So it's one of those things. And then also about with this place that we're looking to build or buy or whatever.
We definitely want God's wisdom. If he's not in it, I don't want to be in it. So whatever he has, he's already preparing it. We just need the wisdom to know when and how and all of that. So,
So if you'd like any more information about our ministry, we've got some things at the back table there. We've got a monthly newsletter we send out, any of that. It's called He's Not Finished@gmail.com. And we kind of came up with that because until we breathe our last breath, he's not finished with us. Yeah. And so
everything that is bought or donated on that back table is going to this home. I'm not going to recover my cost of buying things. A lot of people have donated. And so if you want to go back, there are some Romanian blouses that are fun to wear. And I always have to have an outfit
from
there. We
do the Romanian girl selfie pose. They all do that with their pictures. So I don't know what it is with the leg, if it does something for them
or something.
What.
It does, right, girls? It does something, no? But we are so thankful. I know y'all talk about being a family, and I can see it. I can feel the Spirit just really moving in here, and we're so thankful to be here today and to really, I would love to speak with as many of you as I can and to partner with you and let us know your heart. Let us know you'll be praying for us, because honestly, we need your financial gifts. We need teams to come over, but your prayer is utmost important, because there have been times it's like, oh, I have to message my prayer partners. I need prayer right now. I'm on the floor and I can't get up and I'm just, bawling for whatever reason. And I do that sometimes, missing this place and then I'm here and then I miss that place. It's a little crazy, but we're just so thankful to be here. And thank you, Pastor
Gary.
Yeah, Pastor Gary. I was trying to think of your last name, and it went, phew. But praise God that he has a church, and the church is willing to move and to do things that he asks of us. So.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask, is it Doug and Tanny back there? Would y'all put that prayer list back up for us? Just back up. Oh, wait a minute. I've got it. There we go. You got it. We have an opportunity today to pray for these. I know it's been a lot of information, but I'm going to ask you if you would. You see this list? Have you ever told somebody, I'll pray for you, and then the next time you see them, you went, because they're going to say, did you pray for me? Why don't you start today? Would you join me? Can you pray with your eyes open? Do you think God will hear you if you have your eyes open? Sure he will. I hope when you drive you're praying, and I hope it's not with your eyes closed. Amen. Folks, let's just pray for it right now. Can we pray for them? Let's stop right this moment. Let's lift these needs up. We've got folks at home who are watching, and we'll make sure this slide is on the overhead for you. Let's just lift them up. Pray with me. Would you join me?